to the Protestant church again, mm-hmm. and I enjoy it a whole lot more because I know what is being said. I know what goes on.
Is it conducted in Spanish?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you go to the Methodist church or?
No, I go to the Baptist. Uh-huh. Go to the Baptist church.
What about your husband's education?
Well, no, he didn't have a chance to be educated because his parents, well, at that time, you know, the people thought that education was not very important.
Mm-hmm.
And being that he's such a big man, he was an overgrown child. He was put to work,
mm-hmm.
and he started working when he was very young.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't have any opportunity to be educated.
Mm-hmm. Is he able to read and write?
Oh yes, he uh-huh. reads and writes, and he understands English. Everything that you speak to him in English, he understands mm-hmm. every word, but he cannot carry on a conversation.
Mm-hmm. What about the work he does?
He's a heavy equipment operator mm-hmm. with the Webb County.
Is he very active in church or clubs?
No.
Does he drive?
No. No. He's uh-huh. more a homebody than uh-huh. than anything else.
Where are his parents from? Do you know when they came to the United States or where they were born?
No. I couldn't tell you anything. On his about his family. No, I don't know. They are of Mexican descent, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But I couldn't tell you whether they are citizens, the United States citizens, mm-hmm. or whatever.
Mm-hmm. What was your mother's maiden name? Do you know about your great-grandmother's?
Her maiden name.
Oh, your grandmother's maiden name?
My grandmother's maiden name was.
When did you learn English?
When I was about 7 years old, we were staying with my aunt in San Diego, and she thought, well, as I told you yesterday, during my time we started school at the age of 8 years, and she thought that I would be better off if I started speaking English before I actually went to school. So
uh-huh.
I was sent to it was not a private school. In fact, this lady was a teacher, and she was related to us,
mm-hmm.
and she was a distant cousin or something,
mm-hmm.
and you know, she would teach me, she taught me how to read and write and spell and mm-hmm. you know, little things like as if I were attending kindergarten.
In English?
In English, yes ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How comfortable do you feel in English? Which language do you like best?
Well, I like both, but as I mentioned before, I get all tangled up with with uh-huh. both of them, because at times I think of something that I want to say, and I think about it in English, and I want to say it in Spanish, or vice versa.
Uh-huh.
But I enjoy speaking both. In fact, I taught myself how to read Spanish and write Spanish.
Really?
My grandmother used to buy a